Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
As we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campus.
There is only one revolution.
It's for the revolution.
It's for the revolution.
AOC praising the peaceful young people and their leadership on our college campuses.
Wow, is she wrong? Well, she's wrong about everything.
So, are they peaceful or not? Has anybody been hurt? Nobody's been killed. Somebody did get poked in the eye with a flag. That's hurt.
Lots They're chucking bottles at cops.
Oh, that's right. That happened last night. Where, at Columbia?
New York University.
New York University, right. That one has exploded now. Definitely lots of, well, that rabbi sent out a message to all the Jewish students at Columbia that don't come to school, they can't keep you safe, so that ain't good. You must not think it's a peaceful protest if you're don't think you can come to school.
Right. Let's get a word as to the spread of this, then I want to get to a very, very important principle or idea that nobody's talking about. Go ahead, Michael, 30.
Tensions boiling over on the first night of Passover. New York Mayor Eric Adams saying he is horrified and disgusted with anti-Semitism spewed at and around Columbia's campus. Pointing to videos circulating online showing a woman in front of pro-Israel protesters with a sign reading, Al-Qassam's next targets, a reference to Hamas's military wing. The protests, calling for colleges to divest from companies with ties to Israel, now spreading to other campuses. At least 45 people arrested at Yale University. At NYU, a standoff with police after protesters were told to vacate a campus plaza.
Wow, was that ABC's coverage?
Yes,
ABC News. I missed the fact that they even covered that woman that was standing in front of the Jewish students with the sign saying, you know, next targets for Hamas to murder. That is some pretty over-the-top commentary. I mean, good Lord.
Exactly. And I'm gratified and somewhat surprised that ABC News reported that. And that contradicts a little bit of what I was going to hit you with, but I'm glad to hear it. There's a really good piece written by Stephen Stalinsky in the Wall Street Journal, who gives a bunch of different examples of the protests on the campus, including students waving Hezbollah's flag, called for Hamas's Al-Qassam brigades to attack again, taunted Jewish students, never forget the 7th of October, and that will happen 10,000 more times. Easter vigil at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York interrupted. protesters unfurling a banner and shouting "Free Palestine." There's a fundraisers give a bunch of different examples, but the main point of this is that there's been a great deal of coverage of the disruptions of the protests, but not a focus on what are they saying, what are they asking for.
That's a good point.
Major terror organizations have expressed support for these protests and disruptive actions, which have long been a key part of Hamas's plan to win hearts and minds in the West. It is no coincidence that official statements by Hamas and major jihadist groups about the protests are nearly identical. They seem like talking points for pressuring U.S. and Western decision makers. A blatant example of jihadist talking points came from Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah on March 13th when he lauded the political activity of American Muslims in Michigan as very influential. He said of the many people demonstrating in America, we should salute them, and called the, called for the non-committed vote against Joe Biden. Every senior Hamas leader has acknowledged the importance of the protests and said that influencing U.S. and Western policy is part of the organization's strategy for destroying Israel.
Wow.
And then they go into some of the more radical things chanted, but I wanted to switch to this.
So I can't believe so. I know that's one person, but that girl that was standing in front of some Jewish students with that sign that said whatever phrase that was, but it was basically Hamas's next target. I mean, that is, how does that not get more attention? Nice job, ABC, putting that on the news. But the president has presidents over the years have spoken out over much smaller things than that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is amazing. If you stood in front of a crowd of black people with signs said KKK's next target, would that fly? I mean, that's crazy.
As we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campus.
How is that working?
It's because you've got a conspiracy of silence. It's sympathy and cowardice on the left, in the media especially. They mentioned to that point, you remember the big fundraiser for Joe Biden in New York that featured Barack Obama and Bill Clinton? And that was interrupted by pro-Palestinian, whatever you want to call them, anti-Israel protesters. And that was widely reported. It made headlines. Yet the protesters' chants, including "Down with the USA," "Al-Qassam are on their way," again, the military wing of Hamas, that received no coverage.
No, it didn't.
Nor did physical threats to attendees, a common tactic, also ignored are the flags and posters of designated terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, etc.
We got to dig up the Joe Biden stuff, and he said it a couple of times, maybe even when he announced for president, where he said, when I saw those the tiki torches and the hate in their faces and all that. Okay, wow, you're so moved you ran for president over that small crowd of nut jobs versus this nationwide campus after campus, thousands upon thousands of nut jobs.
Yeah.
Who have the same message. The tiki torch people were chanting, the Jews will not replace us. Well, these college kids are chanting, we want to kill the Jews.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today.
Anyone who tells you that the anti-Semitic harassment and terrorist support is not intended by those behind the protests is not being honest, writes the A.G. Hamilton Twitter account. I heard an interview with this guy. He's a really interesting guy. He publishes under a pseudonym. You can figure out who he is, but he's a thinker and writer. The two main groups that are financing and organizing the protests are the SJP and the WOL. Read them, please, in their own words. The SJP takes that's the Students for Justice in Palestine, takes a violent eliminationist stance toward Israel. In the wake of the October 7th terrorist attacks, it's issued a celebratory statement instructing its affiliates that all Jewish Israelis are legitimate targets. They go into a fair amount of detail on that. Let me click over to the next screen. Like the SJP, WOL takes an uncompromising eliminationist stance toward Israel, calling for the abolition of Zionism. If you suspect it would be difficult to exterminate an idea peacefully, you're correct. WOL, like SJP, endorses all violent attacks on Israeli Jews. We defend the right of Palestinians as colonized people to resist the Zionist occupation by any means necessary. There will be no normalization. There will be no two-state solution. They want to drive the Jews into the sea. These are people organizing and financing these protests.
Now, how did we end up with those college kids, you know, kind of fits into it with those attitudes? I came across this yesterday. These schools chose the kind of kids that are on their campus, and had this example of this kid who got accepted to Stanford, Princeton, and Yale. He ended up going to Yale. Yale is where they've had the violent protests and cheered when they took down the American flag the other day. And he got praise back when he applied because on his application to Stanford, for instance, and there's a picture of it here, his Stanford application, all he wrote on his application was hashtag Black Lives Matter 100 times. He wrote it 100 times. That's all he put on his application.
Right.
And
right.
And then he said, I am many things, but an unapologetic progressive activist first and foremost. And that was enough to get you into Stanford, Yale, and Harvard. And he went ahead and went to Yale.
It's a good point. These universities have self-selected their mob of far leftist radicals.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today.
So,
we are Hamas!
Wow, we are Hamas. I mean, the fact that that is stated out loud and that person is not immediately rounded up, expelled from school, arrested, whatever. We are KKK. Hang these people. It's the same thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Torture them and kill them, including the children.
That is wild. And so these colleges prized activism to the most extreme degree on issues that they agree with over any other academic needs, apparently. Man, we have a diseased system. I remember when Jordan Peterson said, probably now 5 years ago, that the university system is a net negative for the country. I thought, wow, that's you might be right, but that I think it's clearly right now.
Yeah, I read an interesting thing in the Free Press where more and more young people are abandoning the Northeastern elite universities because they've just gotten too crazy and they're heading to, you know, University of Georgia. And they name checked a bunch of Southern universities, which are much less political and much more about education. I'm hoping that message resonates, but I'm struck and I don't desire this. I'm not advocating for this. I'm just, you know, it's like I'm, you know, a quarterback. I've dropped back. And I see the receiver running the route. I can tell where they are going. We are heading toward a situation where the battles between radical lefties and radical righties, physical battles in the street, Portland knows what I'm talking about, they're going to become much, much more widespread. Because conservative, non-Jew-hating America, whatever, is not going to respond well to these mobs in the streets. As soon as these people start smashing windows and burning things, and they will any minute now, the backlash is going to be considerable. I suggest very strongly, whether you're a university president or a city or town, you emphasize law and order in a big hurry, or it's going to be really, really hard to recover.
Robert Kraft, the very wealthy owner of the New England Patriots, who was a big donor to Columbia, and yesterday announced he's pulling his funding because he went to Columbia. He doesn't recognize university anymore, and until they change course, he's not going to give them any more money. And then he went off to a Florida massage parlor for a little relief after a long, hard day.
I believe that last part was an attempt at humor, but his retracting funds, that we need more and more and more and more of that. Stand up, folks.
I hope that gets some attention. These universities are all so insanely wealthy, though, as we all found out whenever it was, a year or so ago. They all have tens of billions of dollars that they're sitting on. It's a lot of it from the UAE and other places, by the way, but
a little frustrating that all of us who've been warning folks about what's going on in education were branded as paranoiacs or what have you back in the day. They're indoctrinating your kids into far left ideologies. But here we are. Well, this will be challenging. I do enjoy a good challenge.
Among other important issues we've got coming up, the new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. Also, America's fight to save handwriting from extinction. That's cursive. Among other things, stay here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
The new inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the class of 2024, spanning generations. Cher will finally take her place in the hall after years of being overlooked. She recently said, quote, "I wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million. Kool and the Gang likely celebrating as well. In fact, Robert Kool Bell, the last surviving original member, telling Rolling Stone, he's overjoyed. It's been 60 years. We finally made it. Among the other inductees, Mary J. Blige, the Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. By the way, the induction ceremony takes place in October and will stream live on Disney Plus.
It doesn't matter when the induction ceremony is. The list every year is a combination of how are they rock and roll, who are they? And also, how are they not already in yet? I mean, so that's always weird, too. You got a handful. It's like, of all the weird people you put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you hadn't gotten around to them yet? This is whatever.
Hey, there's a music museum in Cleveland. If you want to go see somebody's guitar or stage boots, go.
I found it incredibly underwhelming when we were in Cleveland for the Trump convention.
I really enjoyed it. I took a lot of pictures. If I'm in Cleveland, maybe that side of Cleveland, I'd go.
And I have nothing else to do.
It's fine.
But so anyway, to that. So Cher is going to finally be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There you go.
And then I like the fact that Kool and the Gang, of which I know one song, and so does everybody else, celebrate good times. Come on. There's a party going on right here.
Wow.
They're all dead but one. Okay. Well, that took kind of the fun out of it for the celebrate good times, the one of you that's currently left.
Kool is around. The gang has passed.
Gang no longer with us.
Did they do ladies' night?
Oh, yeah, you're right. No.
An effort to capitalize
on
the
celebration. Is Kool and the Gang ladies' night, or is that somebody
else? Really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't, actually. In fact, nothing could matter in my day-to-day. Nothing will likely matter less than that. If my shoe ends up untied at some point, that will matter
it's
more.
It's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
Yes, Katie.
Well, because this is need-to-know information, it was Kool and the Gang.
Okay. So they had two.
What did I win? Two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So... without airfare. So what do we have coming up? We have something good coming up.
Yes, we do. We certainly do.
We're talking to absolutely a guy who's do. Trying to...
Oh, right. A California assemblyman who is desperate to ask, where is all this money for the so-called homeless going, and is it doing any good? And the answer came back, oh, we don't know. We haven't even asked. So more on that to come.
You want to hear something annoying in the modern annoying style that is so popular right now?
Sure, why not?
I guess there's a popular thing on social media called the Quarter Life Crisis Marathon, where a lot of young people are showing themselves in their workout gear or whatever because they're getting ready for their marathon they're going to run this summer to deal with their quarter life crisis, which apparently has become a term that is regularly understood. So not midlife crisis anymore, quarter life crisis.
Yeah, we used to just call it life.
Mm-hmm. It's for people who are in their 20s, and you can guess. There.
Hashtag no hashtags. That's my new hashtag.
They're in their 20s, and they're disillusioned now that they're out of college and the real world has showed up. You're disillusioned with that. Yeah, that... What? Who else has that ever happened? Everybody!
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Exactly.
Please, shove your hashtags where solar rays do not penetrate. They call it the homeless industrial complex. Billions of dollars are spent on what? Who's getting all that money, and is it doing any good? The answer, coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Hundreds of homeless people in Grants Pass began setting up encampments in public parks. In 2013, the city stepped up its enforcement of anti-camping laws, banning anyone from sleeping outside with any kind of bedding. Penalties included fines starting at $295 or 30 days in prison for repeat offenders. But with extremely limited public shelter space in Grants Pass, the people affected by the fines sued, saying the tickets violated their Eighth Amendment rights against cruel and unusual punishment. The lower courts agreed, blocking the city from enforcing the law. Now the decision is in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court, and the court's ruling could impact how cities across the country handle the homelessness crisis.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to make a decision in this case by late June.
Wow, so that ruling is in great part responsible for the explosion of drug addicts laying about everywhere in a lot of blue cities and states.
100%. Yeah. And as we discussed earlier in the show, I'm a little troubled that the Supreme Court seemed to be asking the question, do Grants Pass's policies help the homeless? As opposed to, does Grants Pass and every other city in America have the right to crack down on criminal behavior if it affects the quality of life and, the health and safety of everyone who lives in that town? That's what we're trying to decide.
Meanwhile, with that law in place, cities and states have spent billions upon billions of dollars on the whole homeless situation, and it's only gotten worse. So, as I always say, show me a program that's going to make it better, because so far they've all made them worse.
Well, many, many of those billions of dollars have been spent in the state of Cal Unicornia, home to half of the bums and junkies in America. And Assemblyman Josh Hoover, who represents the 7th District of California, joins us. He has requested an audit on homelessness spending in California, and the results have been almost hilarious. Josh, Mr. Assemblyman, how are you?
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for having me on. I know you love hearing this, but I started listening to you guys in high school a little over 20 years ago.
Thanks for that.
And you're now 67 years old and have 11 grandchildren. Yeah.
Thanks. That's a great story.
Well, hey, we appreciate it. We truly do. Yeah. And look at you. Look at you trying to lead the state in a small minority, a Republican in the state house. But nonetheless, so what motivated you to request this audit, and what did you find out?
So look, California is now home to 49% of the nation's unsheltered homeless. When I got elected a couple years ago, I saw we were spending billions of dollars, and I wanted to know where the money was going. And so I put forward this request to audit homelessness spending in California. Turns out we have spent nearly $24 billion taxpayer dollars to solve this problem, and it has grown statewide by over 32% during that same period of time, our homeless population. And so absolutely devastating results. And what's worse is we don't even know where any of the money is going. I was hoping we would find maybe some places we could, you know, improve our investments and send money to programs that are actually working. But instead, we found that we don't even know where any of the money is going.
You want to improve our investments? That's hilarious. I mean, like if I invested in some stock and not only did it not go up, I lost other money that it came into my account and took more of my money.
Right, right. You got to laugh to keep from crying. So, you know, it's funny. I so would love to sit down with the Supreme Court justices and say, look, this is primarily a junkie problem. The junkies go where the benefits are the best and the hassling from the police is the least. And you could make the argument, Josh, I've had this discussion.
Wait a second. That flies in defiance of the fact that it's a housing problem. It's the cost of housing. California has the most expensive rent in housing. Joe Getty does not understand this. That is why these people are homeless. Joe is claiming that they're coming to California. What can't possibly be true because our rents are too high.
Yeah, well, certainly within California, people are coming to wherever it's the cushiest. But the I've had this discussion with my wife before. We call it the aspirin paradox, where somebody has a headache. You take some aspirin. Did it help? Nope. I still have the headache. It could have been twice as bad, though, if you didn't take the aspirin. You don't know that. And so you could argue, well, the homelessness wouldn't have grown by a third after spending all that money. It would have grown by two thirds. Except that's not been the experience of virtually any other state, Josh, has it?
No. California is by far the worst when it comes to this problem. And, you know, it's interesting. When I was talking to the auditor directly, he told me, you know, the big problem at the local level is the focus is on getting these dollars out the door, meeting spending deadlines. They don't care if the programs are actually working. And we have seen tens of millions of dollars go to outside service providers at the local level with zero accountability, zero expectations that they report back on their results. And this is the problems that we're now seeing because of it.
Well, one problem with this as a topic, and you know this if you've been listening to us for years, is practically all government programs do this. They don't keep track of whether or not the education spending's doing any good either. So that's just, you know, the way government works kind of in general. And it can get worse, and they keep throwing more money at it. So that, you know, this is not the only time this has ever happened.
Yeah. So, Josh, help us picture that. Here in any town, California, we get a grant, $10 million to feed the homeless and whatever else, get them job training. So you're saying that, like, local entities are hired, but then nobody ever asks whether anybody got fed?
Correct. So the governor this week, you know, came out and said, I'm tired of funding failure. That's what he came out and said this week. He said, had some really strong words about increasing accountability. But the reality is that his whole plan, his whole metric for success has been how many dollars are we spending? So he's sent out billions of dollars. It gets flowed down to the county levels, to the city levels. That generally goes out to nonprofits and other service providers. And nobody asks the question, where is the money going? We've got some legislation up in the Housing Committee tomorrow to require, you know, that information to be collected. But the reality is that we should have been doing it all along.
I don't want to hit you. I'm not trying to hit you with gotcha questions. Do you know off your top of your head what the raw number is, how many homeless people we have?
It's about 180,000, a little over 180,000 homeless in California today.
Jeez, that's a lot of people. And it's half the homeless people in the country. But has anybody done the quick math on the how many billion dollars it is divided by that, just to see how much we would have if we just cut them all a check?
I don't have the number off the top of my head, but you would be astounded. Yes.
Yeah, it'd be a lot.
Yeah, I think we could do that math easily. I think they would be instantly quite well off. So, Josh, I'm struck. Josh Hoover's on the line. He's a California assemblyman who's trying to figure out where the billions of dollars spent on the so-called homeless programs are going and whether they're doing any good, if you're just tuning in. But, Josh, I'm struck that, for instance, the Seattle city attorney wrote a friend of the court brief to the Grants Pass case to the Supreme Court saying, hey, we've got to be able to enforce local ordinances or we're going to descend into chaos and filth and misery. So a city like Seattle is saying, oh, my gosh, this has gone too far. We've seen Portland turn somewhat to the right. Do you feel like there's any energy in the incredibly one-sided California Assembly to actually get serious about bums and junkies in decaying cities?
I think people are waking up to it. So Governor Gavin Newsom even urged the Supreme Court to take this case. And the reason he did that is because I think he sees this as a serious electoral issue.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
This continues to, you know, to grow in California. And eventually it's going to hurt, you know, his leadership and his party. I think that's his probably his main motivation. But, Jack, you also hit on an important point earlier. We have to acknowledge this is not just a housing crisis in California. This is a drug abuse crisis. This is a mental health crisis. And we have refused to do that. Our state says that it's just housing. And all of our policies actually require housing first methodologies.
It's the fact that they still lean on it being a housing thing and not a drug thing is so crazy.
Oh, you've probably heard this, Josh, if you've been listening to the show. We've talked to multiple folks who've spent time on the streets, and we've asked them what percentage of people in the various junkie camps are on drugs. And the number we get is usually somewhere around 85%, 85, 90%. And to pretend that it's not a drug addicts who don't want to work and like living outdoors situation is insane. Because as we've said a million times, if you separate those people out, I think you're going to be surprised how many it is, what a high percentage it is. But if you can separate that out and then deal with the people who came into the situation with a mental illness, who don't have the intellectual capacity to take care of themselves, are trying hard but just don't have money, then you can minister to those people. But until you recognize that the bulk of it is just a bunch of tweakers and soon to be dead fentanyl addicts, you're just not going to get anywhere.
Correct. And I've got some programs in my district that are getting amazing results, getting people's lives back on track. They don't qualify for a dime of state funding. Why? Because they require sobriety as a prerequisite for participation. And we don't fund those programs in California.
That's amazing. Josh Hoover is an assemblyman in the 7th District of California in the Sacramento area. Josh, keep fighting the good fight.
Absolutely.
Let us know how we can help. Yeah, great to talk to you.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, nice job.
Mm-hmm.
That's so frustrating. And I guess if you don't live in California, what you take from this is homeless programs make it worse until somebody's invented one that doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just throwing money at the problem. And it reminds me very much of I was schooled in how this works as a kid growing up in Chicagoland, the mobbed up machine politics of Chicago. You farm out these contracts, millions of dollars at the time. Now it's billions to fix some alleged social problem. And you funnel all that money out to activist groups and do-gooders and service providers. And they and their people will always vote for you because you pledge to them we will keep the cash flowing. And you don't ever ask them if they're actually doing what they're supposed to be doing or whether it's doing any good. That's not the idea. The point is to buy support. And that's what the so-called homeless industrial complex is doing in California. Now, Gavi, as Josh quite aptly pointed out, Gavi Newsom would be president, is aware that, oh my gosh, this scam has gotten so out of hand. It is going to ruin my political future. So now he's pretending to care, but it's about buying support. It's a utter waste of taxpayer money.
So frustrating. And it's not just the waste of taxpayer money. It's the quality of life you have when you got these mentally ill drug addicts laying about everywhere.
And or stealing your stuff or scream terrorizing your children on the way to school.
Yeah, horrifying. Any comment on this? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds. 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray. Got it to Hard. Denver bounced the comeback. They come back from 20 points down. They win game number two. 101-99 is the final.
Lakers dominated that entire game, led by 20, lost. But the only reason I bring it up is because it's the first round of the playoffs. We saw the Golden State Warriors probably end their run and go away. I wonder if this is the end of LeBron. I mean, is he going out in the first round? He said he might just decide, you know what, this whole play the regular season, my knees hurt, don't go anywhere in the playoffs, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I wonder whether he's got one more surround with a bunch of youngsters in him. I don't know.
If they get him new players, because a couple years in a row of disappearing. He said last year when he went out, he said, this is no fun. I mean, the whole point of me playing all year long is to be in the playoffs and contend for a title. I'm not enjoying this at all.
Yeah, he may go Jay-Z and just run a business empire now.
Right, yeah. I don't know how much this is actually important. My kids did not learn to write cursive. Did not and are not. If they're going to learn to write, they should have by now, because one's in eighth grade and one's in sixth grade. It went away quite a few years back. I remember being shocked when I found out my nieces, who are all college now, never learned to write cursive, and wasn't sure if it was a bad thing or a good thing. Anyway, a whole bunch of states are bringing it back. Now, this article here is tying it to, and I don't understand because they never make the argument why, America's fight to save handwriting from extinction as IQs begin to fall for the first time ever. But it doesn't tie IQs falling to writing cursive at any point in this article.
That's a fraudulent headline. I'm going to sue.
Researchers... A report that IQ scores had dropped because technology shortens attention spans and decreases the need to think deeply. Okay, I do buy that. First of all, I don't understand IQ. I thought IQ was like a hardwired thing. I can affect my IQ throughout my life? I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've never had an IQ test. I've never looked into it.
I think we're in a weird era because anybody who gave IQ tests, which are highly imperfect and everybody knows it, but they assumed a certain level of you can sit there and think about something for 5 seconds. Of course you can. All humans can. All humans have always been able to sit there and think about something for 5 seconds without a shot of endorphins to keep them going. But now, not so much. Yeah, I could see that affecting IQ.
I still don't understand that. Maybe I ought to look into it at some point. Maybe my IQ is so low, I cannot understand any conversations about IQ. But I certainly don't understand how they're tying these two things together, that IQ has gone down because of we don't write cursive anymore. And it talked about how... then it makes an argument that almost sounds like the other direction. The digital divide has affected individual students in schools all across the country, and kids that go to schools where they don't have computers and tablets do worse than kids that are going to schools where they do have the electronic stuff. Okay, you just made the argument the other direction. Well, you didn't really, but I mean...
Yeah, unless we're missing something, this is gobbledygook.
Okay. Anyway, I wanted to get to this because this is not gobbledygook. The fact that we went down to like no states were requiring cursive writing and then it grew to like 8 and now it's 20 that are bringing back cursive writing. Do you, Joe Getty, think it's important to learn to write cursive? I don't.
I'm reminded of the study we talked about last hour where use the hands, doing things with your hands enhances brain function.
Well, you got to be able to write because it might, well, do you need to? I'm just assuming you need to write, but you print it. Isn't printing the same thing? Doing stuff with your hands?
Yeah, I'm not a great fan of cursive. If you can print something, that's fine with me. I don't care. I don't have a stance in this.
I can read everybody's printing. I can read like about a third of people's handwriting. Cursive.
I would tend to agree. Something like that, yeah.
So what's the point of making kids write cursive?
I don't know.
I mean, so math scores dropping, not reading proficiency... Reading, not proficiency. You're going to waste hours upon hours learning to write cursive for some reason?
Is it a choice between that and the gender-bred person teaching little boys that they're probably little girls?
Well, if you could nail it down to that, sure, fine. But I don't think that's what's happening. And I'm just shocked by all these states are moving back the other direction. And are they tying these things together, IQ dropping and all this other stuff, to cursive, of all things?
I don't know. You got to connect those dots. Maybe did you miss it or did they not get there? What I don't. I've got to admit, I have strong opinions about education, but I feel like I'm being asked about a controversy involving the rules of, say, water polo. I'm trying to care, but I'm just not getting there.
I care about how my kids spend my time in school, and I'm glad they didn't spend a lot of time learning cursive because I think it's a complete waste of freaking time.
Yeah, but I wonder.
They said people won't be able to sign a check. Okay, figure out a signature. You don't need to write all cursive. Come up with a signature of some sort.
Sign an X.
Armstrong and Getty.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.